This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. In southern Afghanistan, the small farming district of Marja has become a gauge of progress in the war. In February, NATO forces drove out the Taliban, and the hope was it would serve as a model for other military operations. Instead, violence has returned to Marja, and restoring government services has not been easy. NPR's Corey Flintoff was with U.S. troops in Marja recently.
No one really disputes that Marja is a violent place right now. U.S. Marines acknowledge that they're facing almost daily ambushes from Taliban fighters and that roadside bombs are a constant threat. The disagreement is over the meaning of the current level of violence, whether it's an expected stage in restoring the area to government control, or a sign that even a big U.S. and Afghan troop presence isn't enough to provide security and stability or win the trust of the population. At least some local people say the military operation here is failing. NPR's Afghan reporters in Kabul interviewed people in Marja by cell phone because local people may face intimidation from the Taliban if they're seen talking directly with outsiders. Hakyar, a 33-year-old merchant, says the security situation has deteriorated over the past few weeks. He says the Americans are staying closer to their bases because whenever they go out, they face attack by the Taliban. He says the Taliban have threatened to retaliate against anyone who cooperates with the government. Hamid, a 21-year-old farmer, says things have been slightly quieter in his area over the past week or so, but only because the Americans have limited their patrols and are staying in defensive positions. When the Americans do come out, he says, they often get attacked and innocent people are caught in the crossfire. Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas says his Marine battalion, the 3-6, has in fact been out in a lot of places where the Taliban didn't expect them.
Today, the Taliban are trying to make a mark because they feel the pressure. We've put forces, we've dedicated them there, forces that they're not used to seeing.
Christmas spoke on what he called a bittersweet day, in which he had attended a memorial for one fallen Marine, then learned that another Marine and an Afghan Army soldier had just been killed. Still, he said, the day had a positive side, an instance in which Taliban fighters ordered local people to shut a popular open-air market and met with resistance.
And people started to close down the shops because they feared for their life. Well, then one of my elders got on the microphone, and he said, no, we're not doing it. We're not closing the shops. We're a community. Leave the shops open. And most of them did.
Christmas says that increasingly, local people have shown a willingness to stand up and publicly ally themselves with the Afghan government. U.S. officials in the area say the intense media coverage of Marja points up the violence without putting the struggle in context with other areas in central Helmand province that are now stable after going through less publicized bouts of violence of their own. Scott Dempsey is a U.S. aid official who advised the Afghan district government in Nawa, a small farming town not far from Marja. Allied troops drove the Taliban out of Nawa nearly 8 months before Marja, but Dempsey says it went through its own spasm of insurgent violence after that.
When Nawa was cleared last July, many of the insurgents who were fighting in Nawa were able to flee to Marja, and the malevolent influence of Marja was around until February when Marja was cleared.
Dempsey says the capture of Marja helped relieve pressure on Nawa, which is now stable and relatively prosperous, an indication of what he believes Marja could be given another 6 months or so. Whether Marja will be relevant in another 6 months is another question. The NATO command is focusing on a much bigger task, uprooting Taliban militants from their spiritual home in Kandahar. Commanders say that task has already begun, but it will be more focused on governance and rebuilding, and hopefully less violent than the offensive in Marja. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.